جانم حسین، جانم حسین، جانم حسین، جانم حسین، جانم حسین، جانم حسین، جانم.
سلام ای باب رحمت باب جنت، سلام ای باب رحمت باب جنت، سلام ای رهبر.
اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله رب العالمین و صلی الله علی محمد و آله الطاهرین. In last session, last night, we talked about importance of wuzu in Islam and the effects of wuzu. We have lots of rubayat, and we also have some verses of Quran about effects of wuzu and secret of wuzu actually. And in few sentences I want to repeat the whatever I said last night. The importance of wuzu we can understand from verse 6 of Surah Ma'idah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requests people to make wuzu for their prayer. And at the end of this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that لَعَلَّكُمْ لِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Before that said, مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَجْعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ حَرَجْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to put you in trouble. And then said, لَعَلَّكُمْ لِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Wuzu, making wuzu, is completion of the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is interesting when we look at the another ayah which revealed in the day of Qadir, Al-Yawm akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. Appointed Amir al-Mu'minin as the wali is the completion of blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Allah says that making wuzu is completion of ni'mat of Allah. And we have beautiful hadith in Misbah al-Sharia and also in Sharayu al-Islam, which is belong to Shaykh al-Saduq rahmatullah, and Misbah al-Sharia attributed to Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam. We have hadith that when you go towards water to make a wuzu, you have to consider as going toward mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَقَدُّمِكَ إِلَى رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. And Imam alayhi salam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam says that when you actually want to wash your face, all of your sin will be dropped. And no sin will remain. And also when you finish your prayer, all of the sin which you committed between your last prayer until this prayer will be removed. It is like going to Salat al-Jum'ah. We have same hadith. If you go to Salat al-Jum'ah and also next week, so all of the sin you committed between two Salat al-Jum'ah will be removed. And we have same hadith for Umrah. If you perform Umrah this year, for example, and last year, all of the sin which you committed between those Umrah will be removed. This is the mercy of Allah. The rewards of Allah is completely different with reward of us. If we want to pay someone, we calculate how many hours he worked. Not more. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you perform your prayer and you perform Salat al-Asr, so all of the sin will be removed between those Salat. I want to continue this discussion in another way, which all of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world based on light and darkness. Everything, all of the creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has light. This is the light of fitrah. This is the nature light. But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself as the light of earth and heaven. Allahu nuru samawat wal ard. In Surah An-Nur, verse 35. Introduce himself as the light, as the source of light here in this material world and in heaven. And then everything belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has light. And also says that all of the prophet of God has light and they have only one commission, only one duty, one task. لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. They came to move people from darkness to light. So if we want to consider ourselves about our actually a'mal, so we should think we are moving from darkness to light or no? Or from light to darkness. For example, if I want to consider my a'mal during this day, today, I can consider in this way, in this direction. Am I moved from darkness to light or not? Let me to reference, to give you reference from Quran. Quran said, Alhamdulillah alladhi خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور in Surah An'am. He says that all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which created heaven and earth, وجعل الظلمات والنور, and put the darkness and light. So everything created based on light and darkness. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that all of the divine book, all of the books of prophets, all of them has light. And said that فَإِن كَذَّبُوكَ فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوا رُسُلًا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. If people reject you, it's not important. It's not new. Because they rejected the prophet which they came before you. And then said that جاءوا بالبينات والزبر والكتاب المنير. They came with the كتاب المنير, with the book which has light, which gives light. Munir is the something gives light, you know. So which كتاب المنير. Or in another verse says that إنا أنزلنا التوراة فيها هدى ونور. We send down Torah, book of Moses. And then said, فِيهَا هُدًا وَنُورٍ. Therein, guidance and light, which remove darkness from your way, will show your way. And then, in another verse, in Surah Ahzab, mentioned that all of the prophet of God, also they have light. Allah has light, books of Allah has light, Prophet of Allah also has light. He said that, Ya ayyuhan nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhiran wa da'iyan ila Allah wa sirajan munira. He said the prophet is the container of the light. If you get close to the prophet, you will enlighten. You can take the light of prophet. So you will, your way will be more clear. Because there is a light of prophet. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also in another verses of Quran mentioned that the Quran in particular has a light. and will guide you by this light, by this important light. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ. First he said this book of Allah is light. If you want to introduce what is the book of Allah, what is the Quran, Quran introduced itself as the light. نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ is the clear book. And so every verses of Quran has particular light. And if we look at the Du'a-i Jawshan, which usually we recite this Du'a during the months of Ramadan, during the Laylatul Ihya and Laylatul Qadr, in one paragraph we actually call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as light, Ya Nur al-Nur. And Ya Munawwiran Nur, Ya Khaliqan Nur, Ya Mudabbiran Nur, Ya Muqaddiran Nur, Ya Nur Kull Nur. Is the manager of light actually. Is the actually creator of the light. And also said Ya Nur Kull Nur, or the light of every light. The source of light from Allah, so because Allah is Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ars. He is the only light for this world and for heaven. And said that Ya Nur Fawq Kull Nur, or the light above all of the light. Because the light of Prophet, light of Quran, light of A'mal, all of them are limited. But the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not any limit. And is indefinite, yeah? And so we have, based on the rawayat and verses we recited now, we have two types of light. One of them is light of fitrah, light of nature. As we created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so all of the creature of Allah and everything belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala initially has light. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that in second phase we can actually provide light in this world. The important question is that how we can achieve light. Why? Because in the day of judgment we need this light. Everything which consider as light, all of our a'mal. And here mentioned that if we, for example, said Rasulullah لكل شيء سراج وسراج قلب المؤمن الصلاة. Some a'mal, some of worship are able to provide and generate light. One of them is salat. One of them, last night we mentioned the wuzu itself has light. One of the students, Waitullah Ansari, came to me and asked me, sometimes I saw a light. Is that the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, no. This is light of your wuzu. As you every time make wuzu, so this is light of wuzu. That's why they actually ask us in rawayat to make wuzu when we want to go to bed, when we want to sleep. Make wuzu during the day. Why? Because during the night your soul actually goes up and look at the Alam Barzakh. And he want to touch with the soul of Prophet, Ulama and others. They are actually in Alam Barzakh. So you have to be Tahir. The purity of your soul help you to better understand what's happened at the Alam Barzakh. So sometimes you bring some news which want to happen, for example, after 20 years, after 10 days, after 10 months, after 10 years. So the your wuzu during the night help you to see the better dream, very clear dream. How we can create, how we can generate some lights? He said one of them is wuzu. With wuzu, you can create. And Rasulullah said that among the nation, in the day of judgment, among the nation, you can recognize the people of the Prophet, the nation of Islam, Muslimin. You can actually recognize them. Rasulullah said, by their face, as their face are white and shining, so you can recognize the actually Ummah of Rasulullah. That's why we said to Amir al-Mu'minin, we known Amir al-Mu'minin as Qa'id al-Qurr al-Muhajjalin, the leader of the people who are actually their lights are shining and bright in the day of judgment. And here said one of them is Salat. One of them is Salat. This hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad al-Farajun, said لكل شيء سراج. Everything has a container of the light. والسراج قلب المؤمن الصلاة. Your heart will be enlightened by your salat, by your prayer. There is a beautiful verse in Quran. He mentioned that in Surah Al-Hadid, verse 13. It said, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. In the day of judgment, in the day which you see مُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, believers, men and women, يَسْعَى نُورَهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ, their light running before them. They will guide with this light. This light comes from your a'mal, your salat. And in the day of judgment, they guide you to the heaven, inshallah. And said, yes, نُورَهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبَأَيْمَانِهِمْ, before them, running before them, and running in right side of them. And بُشْرَاكُمْ الْيَوْمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتَ الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They give them glad tidings, you are the people of the heaven. But this is the basic Jannah. جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتَ الْأَنْهَارِ. One time I think in the Farsi program we discussed about the different level of heaven. We said that there are at least 8 level, 8 city in Jannah. The basic one is Jannat and Tajri min Tahta al-Anhar, the gardens with the rivers of water. So let me recite some beautiful hadith about the importance of Salat and how the Salat generates actually light. Because sometimes we are like a child, you know. Like a child, for example, their mother wants to wash him, wants to take him to the bathroom. They actually scare and start to crying, yeah? Because he doesn't know why his mother wants to wash him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with prayer, with wuzu, with fasting, with reciting Quran, wants to clean us, wants to remove our sins. But sometimes when we actually hear the azan, we get tired and postpone the time of prayer because we doesn't know what's happened in Salat. What is the actually effects of Salat in our life, in this world and in the day of Akhirah? Here said, قال أبو عبد الله, it means Imam Sadiq عليه الصلاة والسلام, اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد الفرج, من صلى بأذان وإقامة, the one who start his prayer with azan and iqama, both, خلفه صفان من الملائكة, two lines of angels will come and stand behind him. وَمَنْ سَلَّى بِإِقَامَةٍ بِغَيْرِ أَذَانٍ, and the one who start performing prayer without azan, only with iqama, صلى خلفه صف واحد من الملائكة. Only one line of the angels stand behind them. قلت له, someone asked Imam Sadiq عليه السلام, وكم مقدار كل صف? How many angels come and stand in one in any line? Imam عليه السلام answered that أقله ما بين المشرق والمغرب. At least between مشرق and مغرب. How many angels? Because someone asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, how many angels there are in the world? How many? What do you think? How many angels? How many? Imam said, there are angels as like as the, what do you say, the shin, the dust, you know, the any sand, the small sand, you know. He said, if you can count how many sand in this world, then you can count how many angels there are. Here. And here said, أَقَلَّهُ, at least in any lines, there are this amount between Mashriq and Maghrib, East and West. وَأَكْثَرُهُ مَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ, sometimes between the earth and sky. How many angels? I don't know. And the another hadith mentioned that in al-abd, إِذَا صَلَّ الصَّلَاةِ لَوَقْتُهَا, a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when perform his prayer on time, وَحَافَذَ عَلَيْهَا, and protect his prayer, ارتفعت بيضاء نقية, light and in a white light will goes up from his prayer, and the prayer, the light of prayer will say that حفظتني حفظك الله, you preserve me, Allah will inshallah preserve you, Allah inshallah protect you. وَإِذَا لَمْ يُسَلَّهَا لَوَقْتَا, the one who is regardless about the time of prayer, وَلَمْ يُحَافِذْ عَلَيْهَا, and doesn't care about the time of prayer, رَجَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ سَوْدَاءٌ مَظْلَمَةٌ, return a dark things to him, you know. And Salat said, ذَيَّأَتْنِي ذَيَّأَكَ اللَّهِ, you actually damage me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala damage you. I don't know, the dhayya'a is the good actually translation for damage or not. Yeah? Dhayya'atni dhayya'aka Allah. We say in Farsi, maru zayi' karti. You actually lost me. Allah will lost you. Yeah, yeah? And the another beautiful hadith about the importance of salat. You know, إن العبد لا يرفع له من صلاته نصفها وثلثها وربعها وخمسها. Sometimes when you perform your prayer, sometimes only half of your prayer will go up and make a light. Sometimes ثلثها, one third. Sometimes ربعها, one fourth. Sometimes خمسها, one fifth. فما يرفع له إلا ما أقبل عليها. Only as same as your prayer, how many part of your prayer accepted, so this amount will make a light and goes up. We have another hadith from Imam Sadiq عليه الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. During the salat, if you have a full attention to what you say and towards who you are standing, yes, so only this part will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this hadith said, as this part of your prayer, for example, only in one sajda, you were careful about the prayer, you know, only this part of your prayer is able to generate light, and you can find it in the day of Akhirah. We have beautiful hadith where the people, when, for example, put the body in the grave, and when the people left his body in his grave, there are at least 6 lights and come and protect all of the side of the body. And they start to introduce themselves. One light is actually is responsible to protect the head, and another one to right, and one on the left. And one of them say that, "I am the light of his prayer." And another one say that, "I am the light of his zakat," all of his charity, for example. And the another one say that, "I am the light of his zakat." This man, when he was alive, he has had tawfiq to go to Hajj. And the biggest one is the light is responsible to protect the head. You know, he said, "I am the light of wilaya." Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Because the wilayat is after tawheed and nabuwwah, then is wilayat. Yes? So the one who accepts wilayat, it means that he accepted the nabuwwah and tawheed. He's the biggest light, you know. He protect the head. So this light, we will live with our a'mal. Is not only, for example, if we perform salat, is not only we save from punishment. No, we actually provide the light for the day of judgment. We need this light to guide us to heaven, as the verses mentioned that. The last hadith, let me to recite this beautiful hadith. This is in this hadith, it said that he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and he said, "I know someone, he used to recite, to do salat behind you and participate in salat jama'ah, every day." The salat jama'ah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lead it, you know. But unfortunately, this person is sometimes he used to commit sin. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that inna salatahu tanhahu yawman ma. One day, it means that finally his salat will guide him and will preserve him. Falam yalbith in tawbah. And after a while, this person did tawbah. It means that if a person do and commit sins, but he actually carry his salat, he doing his salat, so it is we hope to return. We hope sometimes, as Rasulullah, yawman ma, finally his salat will help you, will save you. But his salat is the only connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have some actually worship to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But all of them will accept it if his salat accept. In qubilat qubila ma sabaha. Acceptance of all of our a'mal is depend on acceptance of our salat. If someone do every good thing, but he doesn't care about the prayer, so all of his a'mal may be lost. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person who commits sin, but he used to doing prayer, so his salat will save you and actually help you to come back to the right side. So according to the riwayat and according to the verses of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of light, and everything create, everything belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has light. And we as humanity, we have two types of light. One of light is actually nature light, light of fitra, and the another light is the light we can create during the life. We can create by our a'mal, by good intention, by our wuzu, by our salat. So we can create all of them. So at the day of judgment, everything will be considered based on your light. How many light actually you bring in the day of judgment. So all of them will help you, and the one of them is most recommended and recommended as a wajib, you know, there is in Islam, is the prayer. So if someone do prayer, inshallah his prayer will save him. Otherwise, we cannot guarantee this person will save from the punishment and go to the right path. Hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity, give us tawfiq to develop our knowledge, to increase our knowledge regarding to the a'mal, especially regarding to salat. And hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to do all of the wajib salat in its time actually. Hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of a'mal, all of du'as, all of prayer, and give us tawfiq to be in wuzu during the day and during the night. Allahumma ajjal li waliyyika al-faraj wal-afiyata wan-nasr waj'alna min ansarihi wa awanihi wa salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad.
Salame Kabeye Delha Hosen John Salame Sham Emma Felha Hosen John
Hosen John Hosen John Hosen John Hosen John Hosen John Hosen John
Salame Babera Matbab-e Jannat Salame Babera Matbab-e Jannat Salame Rahbare Wala Hussain Jannat Salame Miveye Qalb-e Payambar Salame Miveye Qalb-e Payambar Zahra Hussain Jaanam
Hussain Jaanam Hussain Jaanam Hussain Jaanam Hussain Jaanam Hussain Jaanam Hussain Jaanam
Hamishe Balabam Name To Basham Hamishe Balabam Name To Basham Salam-e-mi-ve-ye-kalbe-payambar لبم نام تو باش.